Science fiction movies generally have big budgets and lots of special effects, but critic Bob Mondello says two sci-fi films opening this weekend, The Pod Generation and Jules, are low-key and intimate.
In the movie Jules, Milton is aging in place, his home near enough town that he can walk in for town meetings.
I think we ought to change our town slogan.
And far enough from other houses that he doesn't really have neighbors. His daughter pops by to make sure he's okay and worries when she finds, say, a can of beans in his bathroom medicine cabinet.
Any idea why you put it there?
Well, I must have been distracted.
But basically, everything's fine until one night he's awakened by a loud noise and goes out in the backyard.
Oh, my.
And does exactly what anyone would do under the circumstances.
911 operator, what is your emergency?
There's a spaceship that's crashed in my backyard, and it has crashed my azaleas.
A spaceship?
Yes.
Sir, placing prank calls to 911 emergency services is a felony.
It's not a prank.
Sir, please try lying down and go back to sleep.
I'm wide awake. Hello?
Milton, played by Ben Kingsley, with both an American accent and a full head of hair, tries unsuccessfully to reach his daughter, but he knows she'd think he was full of beans, and anyway, there's another town meeting.
We should change the town motto to something clearer. Also, a UFO has crashed in my backyard and has taken out my azaleas and has destroyed my bird bath.
Did you just say UFO?
Things get even more complicated when a little blue alien crawls from the ship onto Milton's patio, and Milton...
I'm not sure what to do. This hasn't happened to me before.
...does his very best to be polite.
Do you want to come inside, because it's warmer in here?
And why not, if the town's not going to take him seriously anyway? Director Mark Turtletaub keeps the mood light, though there's a poignant undertow to a story that's as much about being allowed to grow old with dignity as it is about an extraterrestrial. Ben Kingsley is sort of getting his own E.T. here, after winning an Oscar for Gandhi the year Spielberg's E.T. came out. Also on hand is Third Rock from the Sun's Jane Curtin as an alien skeptic.
When you talk like that, it makes them all take us less seriously.
What should I do? Not tell anybody?
And an absolutely indispensable Harriet Sansom Harris.
Places. Oh, good Christ, what the f*** is that?
Who will later suggest they name the little guy Jules, all of which keeps the flying saucer tail Jules persuasively down to earth and grounded. The Pod Generation comes at reality a little differently. It's set in a future not far from our present, where Rachel, played by Emilia Clarke, awakes to the soothing voice of Siri's distant cousin Elena.
Good morning, Rachel. Did you have a good night's sleep?
Great. Thanks, Elena.
Elena starts the coffee, chooses Rachel's work outfit, and does a quick health scan.
I have the results from your gut intelligence test. Friendly bacteria are thriving.
All before Rachel's had time to look out the window. Alvy, her botanist husband, who's played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, is more skeptical about their digital assistant.
Thanks, Elena. Not now.
So Elena burns his toast. This is a future in which nature, much to Alvy's annoyance, has been discounted, and humankind's ability to engineer progress reigns supreme, nowhere more so than in pregnancy. Why gain 35 pounds and stretch marks when you don't have to?
But hold on. You put us on a wait list to have a baby and an egg.
No, it's not an egg.
It's an egg.
It's a large plastic pod shaped like an egg that does all the gestating. Rachel has Alvy visit her computerized shrink, a giant eyeball, and Alvy comes around.
Let's do it, Rachel.
Really?
Yeah.
And I sort of mean around, literally. Director Sophie Barthes has put curves everywhere in the architecture, also in the script, as when Alvy brings a tiny potted plant to help decorate the baby's room.
And you want to leave it in here.
Human beings, babies included, are supposed to be around plants and trees.
You could design a hologram version.
The film's satire is mild, though wide-ranging, as when Alvy has to practically beg a student to taste a fig that was not created by a food printer.
It's from the tree, Professor.
Well, yes.
The Pod Generation trades primarily in amusing reversals and gentle satire. And as with Jules, no lightsabers. Can't say they're much missed. I'm Bob Mondello.